Saturday morning, it's something for the weekend. Trina here and our money expert Paul Merriman is in from askpaul.ie. Morning, Paul.
Hey, Trina, how are you?
We keep seeing you all over the telly on Virgin Media all the time. Do you ever take a day off?
No. My wife will comment on that later, I'm sure.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about something that we touched on before.
Yes.
Which is free banking.
Yes, so it's internet banking, I suppose, really. And they're banking apps. So basically, you can go on to your app store, your Android store, and download a couple of different apps that will help you with banking, day-to-day banking. So you don't need to rely on the main pillar of Irish banks. I'm a big believer of giving the banks a bit of a slap around the head, and this is going to be one of those interviews. So we're not really big fans of the banks, especially over the last 10 years in this country, but yet everybody still gives them business. So most people moan about the banks, most people have a bank account. So there's two alternatives that I think everybody should be getting involved in. There's two accounts. One of them is a Revolut, which is an app you download onto your phone, and it's like a prepaid service. Now, you get an IBAN, you get a BIC, you can basically pay your wages in, you can take cash out, and they're free. There's no charges. Now, Revolut will charge about £6, I think it is, to get your card sent out, your debit card. Mm-hmm. But then it operates like a normal bank account. There's no difference. You put your direct debits in, all that kind of stuff, and it's a really good option. The only thing I'd say is these are going kind of moving really towards cashless societies. You know, I'm a big believer of cash.
Yeah.
They charge you, if you take, I think it's more 4 or 5 cash transactions a month, which makes sense. You don't want to be going to the bank link every few. I'm always a big believer going to the bank at the beginning of the month, taking a few quid out to survive on. So in fairness, it's still good. The other option is an actual bank. It's a German bank called N26. Now, when I say a bank, Revolut is not actually a bank yet. It has got its banking license, but it hasn't actually come into fruition yet, and they haven't worked out what they're going to do. They're probably out 2020, 2021, when you expect them to be a fully fledged bank. N26 is a fully fledged bank. It's German. It has all the same guarantees as an Irish bank, and it's completely free. You log on, you put your money in, you download the app rather. It's a really good. You get a free MasterCard out in the post. It's a debit card and the same kind of tap and go system as any bank here.
And how are they making really money then?
So like any bank, and remember we spoke about this last week when you were students and you went into the bank and you got your first free student loan account or your student account. Then you became out of your student account and then you had a normal account with the bank. You know, that's when they get their fees off you. So what N26 and Revolut will do is they will start bringing out products. So Revolut have a stainless steel, a metal card it's called, and they charge £15 a month for the privilege of having that. So a lot of young kind of teenagers, not teenagers, so young adults, millennials as they're called, they love this steel card.
It's like a status symbol.
It's like a status symbol. It's pointless. It's £15 for no reason whatsoever. But that's how they make money. But funny enough, like Revolut are quite clever in their marketing. So when they were releasing this metal card, they said, this is coming. There's only 10,000. And they sold out instantly. You know, so they make money on these type of things. It's pointless. It just looks cool. But it's £15 a month, which is a lot of money. Especially if you have a mule for free banking and then you're paying them £15 for a card. Like, it's just silly. But they are free if you don't fall for their tricks. N26 and Revolut, both of them will eventually give you overdrafts, personal loans. So they're in their infancy and they're trying to get as many customers as possible. They're giving you the free account and then they'll try and upgrade you to these other accounts. So for argument's sake, the metal card, again, going back to Revolut, with their metal card, you get free airport access to lounges if you're traveling a lot. So kind of a bit gimmicky, but you pay for it as well. So I think you can just use the free accounts. You're great. So like I said, Revolut and N26, they're amazing. And I think everybody in Ireland should start to look at these as an alternative to your main bank. You don't need to keep both though, Trina. So a lot of young people out there are using Revolut as maybe a side account.
Yeah.
And they're putting it in for their spending money. Like one of the guys in my office, right, for argument's sake, he has his main working account and he uses his Revolut card and his Revolut account just for his spending money.
Like his lunches.
So he puts in maybe whatever his discretionary spend. Maybe it's £600 a month, say, for argument's sake. He puts £600 in there, £150 a week, and he'll use that for a pint, or if he's going out to the shop for a coffee, whatever he's doing, he'll use it for that. But he should be using it for his everything, in my opinion. Because in Revolut, these apps, and same with N26, Revolut has a vault where you can put money aside on a monthly basis, and you can set up sub accounts really easy on your app. Takes 10 seconds. And N26 has a kind of side account as well where you can set up targets to save for a holiday or save for, so it's really, really cool. But they should be just your main account. You shouldn't have an AIB, Bank of Ireland, Paratus B, or a KBC account. You should just have a Revolut or an
Everybody
N26 account.
Everybody that I know who has a Revolut account has it, because for that reason, for spending or whatever. And also, if they're saving for a mortgage or whatever, they think that's a way of hiding what they're spending.
That's definitely not. So that's a big X and a big no.
Because they do look for the Revolut statements too.
They do look for the Revolut statements and look for your N26 statements as well. Yeah, 100%. And what they're doing as well, don't forget, when you go for a mortgage application, you're asked for your bank statement. So if you've got, again, a main pillar bank here, an AIB Bank of Ireland, Permanent TSB account, that Permanent TSB account will show up when you put in your mortgage statement. It will show that you've transferred money to Revolut. Mm. You're just going to say, well, where's your Revolut statements? And that's to make sure you're not doing stupid things like betting on lying.
This is the thing. This is what's happening. People are hiding us on that.
Sorry, just on the side note on this, we're going a bit off on the interview, but if you are going for a mortgage application, the biggest no-no for a mortgage application is clearly a betting app and money going into a betting app. They hate it. They go straight into the bin with the underwriter.
Now, if you spend 20 quid once in a blue moon,
you're all right with 20 quid. But if you're going into the bookies if you're going onto the app every week or every weekend when the matches are on and using your main working accounts, you're horrified. And in fairness, I'm not big into gambling. Don't do it myself. But if you're into gambling and you want to do that, Paddy Power, all these big bookmakers, you can go in and get the prepaid cards. You know, I know it's a bit of a pain in the backside, but you can actually walk in, they get a prepaid card, and you put whatever you want to spend on that prepaid card. That's a much better way of doing it because it doesn't show up anywhere and won't show up in your statements.
The only thing I bet on is the lotto, Paul, and I'm convinced they're going to win it one of these days.
Yeah, you know who to contact if you do.
Thanks, Paul. There's Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie. If you've got any queries, you can email questions@askpaul.ie. I'm sure he's all over social media as well. I'm sure you see his videos on Facebook. By the way, you're doing loads of videos on your website these days, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing loads of it. It's a great way to kind of get the message across in a plain English point of way for people, like, you know.
That's what I love, actually.
Well,
you make it very simple for people because finance is kind of difficult, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, it can be made difficult. I think that's the thing. It actually is quite easy, but a lot of people make it difficult to maybe seem more important than they are.
Thanks, Paul. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.